On SDI, it's November 1st, 2021, but I could have sworn it feels like Christmas today.
This is the greatest day of your life?
That's because if you're listening 30 years from now, today, there's just out of nowhere, a surprise pop-up holiday happened, and we're live. We're live. Betty,
yeah, we are.
The Hard Rock app has gone mobile live. Full business, full go. We knew it was going through some litigation, but we are in business, baby. And I got action on that TV behind me, which
I
took advantage of my first deposit. Being your first bet is risk free. I don't know how true that really is, but you know, I don't care. Okay,
I got $100 on the over because that's the risk free bet.
Yeah, I got the Giants plus 11. That's my risk free bet.
Yeah, I took the over as my risk-free bet.
And so we're sitting here at SDI. It's happening.
It's happening.
Yes.
Bad news for my bank account.
Monday podcast. Oh, we were just so excited, LSU Phil, to get this podcast. Once we saw we could make bets. And another reason why we got to do the Monday podcast, SDI. I don't know if this is a coincidence. I really doubt it. But you know what tomorrow is?
Doral Brunson Day.
No. So that's 11. That was a month ago. Tomorrow.
Oh,
tomorrow starts Maxion.
So oh, nice.
They literally released this
app. Yeah, I think the Seminoles were like, you know what? We got to get it right before Maxion so that Robbie can bet Maxion because he's the only one that'll bet it.
No, everybody's betting Tuesday night football.
LSU Phil, Monday podcast, because Robbie couldn't contain his excitement about going live on the Hard Rock, so he needed to get his takes out. He doesn't have more now that he's retired from radio. He has to get the takes out now.
And we had Maxion. We could have done live bets tomorrow night. But there's also all sorts of rate.
We could have also just skipped Maxion. That could have been okay too.
No, every game has to be picked. Every game has to be picked. And besides, I got to see the college football playoff rankings tomorrow. They come out for the first time tomorrow. Not to see to kind of see who's ranked where. But I also want to see what conspiracy theory Kirk Herbstreit.
I have a conspiracy theory. Cincinnati won't be in the top four.
Whoa! I mean, what? You got Georgia. You got Michigan State.
Alabama and Oklahoma. Not in any order, but those will be the four.
Yeah, those will be the four. I could see that. Wake Forest either. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right. Although the U might make the top 25 now that they're back.
Yeah, they got to win over the weekend against Pitt. I told you that 9 points are ridiculous. I saw that if this Hard Rock app was open a week earlier, who knows what I'd be doing here.
Yeah, your account would have gone from $5 to $7.
I would have bet big, and I'd be, you know, I don't. Yeah, you know what? I'll say it because strippers and cocaine. I'm not saying I would do that, but you know, that's an old QAM. I mean,
the right weekend for strippers and cocaine.
Yeah. Oh, which by the way, yes, SCI.
Super Bowl Saturday and Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes. So many of you that don't know that Halloween is the Super Bowl of Instagram. But SDI, you weren't even on Instagram. You were live out and about on Saturday and Sunday. You were live, live watching it. Like, well, what did you see out there? Like, well, like, good. Tell the people.
So we saw a lot of costumes. It was fun. But Sunday was better. I was surprised. I thought Saturday would be better. Sunday was phenomenal. Yes, last night, phenomenal.
Well, because Sunday was the actual day of Halloween.
Right. I just figured everybody would celebrate it on Saturday. But then I forgot I live in Miami where nobody works. So they were all out last night.
So, we got Trevor the 203. Trevor the 203 thanking me for that Miami pick. That was a lock of the house. I wonder if he went to Pitt like he said he was going to do. So someone I went to college made a Barstool Smoke Show account. Whoa.
Does that mean you're going to interview her for the Upper Bowl, Trevor? Because you love those Barstool people on the Upper Bowl.
By the way, my uncle ran into – I spoke to my uncle yesterday, and he pulls out – like he was dying to hear me on the radio again, so he's looking – and I think, I don't know, he Google searched my name, and what comes up is Robbie the Degenerate on the Upper Bowl podcast. That's what the podcast he pulled up.
That's what comes up over our podcast? Trevor, what are you doing? How much are you paying Google for that?
LSU Phil goes, Saturday had better quality, Sunday had more quantity. Yeah. Ah.
Right. No, that's a valid point.
Yeah, all right. And so, yeah, there were, yeah, so all right, it was wild, like, you know, but I people on the streets, you know, were like, what were the theme? I heard the theme was Squid Game, which I haven't seen the TV show, but I saw some running back was wearing a Squid Game costume.
Squid Game and obviously a lot of Ted Lasso's.
I got some thoughts on them.
And then season two Ted Lasso's because they all look like buffoons. They weren't good. They weren't good costumes.
I don't want to spoil our halftime game, but that's good. That's going to be a topic for that halftime game. But SDI. I got the Hard Rock app open. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to fire.
Hold on, I'm distracted because now Trevor from the 203 is sending me the Barstool Smoke Show. Oh wow, wait, woo.
Right,
yeah, that's a five alarm fire for sure.
Yeah, by the whoa.
Yeah, Trevor. Which one of those did you go to college with? Unbelievable. Ohio State? Did he go to Ohio State?
He's a big Canes fan. I don't know. He went to the U.
Trevor from 203, right in the chat. Where did you go to college? Yeah. I need to go visit that place. Gainesville's number one on my list after New Orleans, but
Muskegon University.
Is that real? Is he being funny or is that real?
No. We're gonna Google this. We're gonna Google this Muskegon University. Muskegon University, Liberal Arts College in New Concord, Ohio. Oh, okay. Down the street.
Yeah.
I feel like small
D3, so I'd have a chance because I'm D2.
Yeah. Duncan Robinson started off at the small D3 college up in New York.
He also shoots like he's back in D3 now.
God, it's funny. Oh, my God. And also, SDI, the reason why we couldn't do pod tomorrow is because this isn't on the Hard Rock app, but there's a big-time governor race that we're going to be – we're going to have action on. And so we're going to be distracted. I can't have you being distracted, seeing John King work the board and then be distracted mid-podcast. We can't have that.
I don't watch Strunk News.
And of course, Game 6 of the World Series is tomorrow night, and maybe Game 7 on Wednesday night. So we had to.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, definitely Game 7 on Wednesday.
Oh yeah, if you're a Braves fan, you're feeling like the choke is coming. It's inevitable.
If you're a Braves fan, you know it's going to 7.
Like, yeah, I thought it was over after Duvall hits the grand slam to go up 4-0, and then sure enough,
in true Braves fashion, he blew it.
It didn't even last two innings. It was like the third inning. Oh, 4-4.
Well, this is what happens when you don't have pitching. This is why I've said the Braves are the worst World Series team I've ever seen. They don't have pitching.
They bullpen game every game, it feels like.
They don't have a choice. Their whole team is injured.
Yeah, Morton broke his leg at game one.
Jeremy Shockey with a touchdown. How about that?
Whoa.
Yeah, number 80 on the Giants.
All right. We're Tom tied. I'm at plus.
Kyle Rudolph's on the Giants?
Yeah, Kyle Rudolph on the Giants.
All right, cool.
Wish I would go to Tony, but I'll still be happy that the Giants are,
Well, your fantasy season's over anyway. You lost Derrick Henry.
No, oh yeah.
In the Brother Jimmy's League.
Yeah. A big tone, make a pickup. Pick up Adrian Peterson if you're out there listening.
I don't think he wants to come on the podcast tonight. I think he's a little bit embarrassed that he lost the Iowa bet.
Yeah, he lost bad.
I might have to do some journalism and go find him later.
Yeah, we gotta hunt him down. This is
he hasn't gotten back to me. I texted him. We're doing the pod tonight. He hasn't gotten back to me. So I might have to do some journalism later.
All right. Well, before we do some journalism, Ball State, Akron, Tuesday night, Maxion, and get this out, Ball State laying 20.5 on the road.
Yeah, that's too many balls. Give me Akron.
I don't feel good. I would like an extra half a point to get a nice even 21, a nice solid 3 touchdowns, but I'll still take Akron and the 20.5. Oh, and I'm going to be crunk tomorrow with this Hard Rock app. Eastern Michigan.
I just went on it for a few minutes. I got to do more research on how to use it.
Now, the one downside, that's not a downside. It's actually a good thing, but I mean, I'm not complaining, but you can't do, we like to keep track of the political bets and some of these wacky, and like our Sex in the City bet. You're not going to be able to get a Sex in the City bet on this app, but that's okay. That's okay. There's another. You could get another. There's another app for that.
Why? Native Americans don't watch TV?
No. Eastern Michigan at Toledo. Toledo Tuesday night. Toledo -8.5.
Toledo. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah. Give me Eastern Michigan. I'm going all dogs. Give me Eastern Michigan. SDI. This is why the Hard Rock released the app when they did.
Rivalry game?
Not only do you have Maxion, but you got a ferocious, vicious rivalry game. Miami of Ohio at Ohio.
Oh, I love Frank Solich here, but what's the line?
Miami of Ohio is giving 7.5.
Yeah, give me the other Ohio, because the U is back, so Miami of Ohio is no longer the real Miami.
You know what? I'm gonna go regular Ohio. I'm gonna go three dog. I'm gonna go triple dog there and take three dogs on Maxion. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
I wonder how much does it pay on
this is why you can't do the pod tomorrow, huh? You got a Maxion. That's right. You said that.
Eastern Michigan, Akron, Miami of regular Ohio, not the Miami.
There's three Maxion games tomorrow. Is that what's
yes? And there's more on Wednesday. It's by the way, Kurt, thanks to this Hard Rock app, I could do a little parlay. Moneyline parlay pays out plus 110.56. So that's plus 11,056. If you go triple dog moneyline outright win with Akron, Eastern Michigan, and Ohio. Yeah,
that's what they definitely want you to do.
I'm still gonna do it.
Lone Star hasn't been on in like 3 years.
Yeah, Lone Star is a just disappearing act.
You know, so yeah, all he does is tweet at Tobin. He doesn't come on our show anymore.
Yeah, he's. I don't blame him. He's going through some hard times. He had really high hopes for this Dolphins season, as did a lot of people. Not me. I'm the prophet.
Yeah, well, anybody wants to come to my team? My team is the best team in the league. We never lose.
It's true.
It's great. I'm never mad. It's amazing. Yeah. I don't have a team. It's the greatest. The Chargers moving to LA is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I'm never upset on Sundays.
Yeah. So Lone Star. Yeah, Lone Star. I haven't seen him too much of the chat, but like I think.
They're in Vegas. He's in Vegas apparently.
Whoa! Oh my God, Lone Star. Like you could go. I mean, you could go place a bet yourself. You got the Hard Rock app opening. Everybody's gambling at the same time. It's all happening. 6-11 should have been 2-15. Hey now. Driver for the 203 comes in. All right, let's keep it going. Wednesday, we got more action on Wednesday. Oh my God, SDI. This is a monster. This one's a monster. This is a monster, and I'm pretty sure this is a trophy. It's a three-way trophy. Central Michigan at Western Michigan.
Oh, big rivalry game.
Western Michigan giving 10.5 points at home. Oh, no
way. That's a lot of points in a rivalry game, but I'll take it. Give me the lose.
You're giving me a shark humper and 10.5 points and a rivalry game? Oh, I'm taking Central all day.
Yeah, who should have been on your short list for the U, but now they're not gonna extend Manny Diaz.
Yeah, I know. I'm so torn about that. But why would I got to look up the trophy? I know it's a three-way trophy. I know you like three ways, SDI. But Western Michigan, Central Michigan trophy. And I know the Eastern's in there too. Central Michigan in trophy. This is bigger than the Michigan State rivalry, if you ask me.
I think so too.
All right, let's see. Hold on. The Google A's coming up. Bam. Slow internet. Oh, that's what happens when I open up two.
See, now your internet's messed up. Vinny B says the blind dates are going well for me. I was actually on a date, and then I had to leave because Robbie needed a pod today. Yeah, he's frozen. Let me text him. He probably knows, but I'll text him anyway. Weemu, emu, simu. That's good, Phil. Yeah. But Robbie was looking up the trophy, and now we can't. Now that it's the freezing trophy, I guess. Astro World, like the Houston baseball team? Is that what you're talking about, Vinny? Oh, this is a long freeze. I hate when Robbie freezes. I freeze too. I don't know what to do. Yeah, let me tell him. Oh, I think he did. I think Vinny V, I think he read your message that he needed to exit, so now he's gone. Where is that? What's Astro World Festival? Is it some like space type show? Let's look this up. I'm curious. Astro World Festival.
I think I'm back.
Oh, it's a concert. You're back. You're back.
I am back. And by the way, the Victory Cannon. There it is. That's the fame trophy that I lost internet for.
Yeah. I'm so glad we went through that for that name of that trophy.
It feels so horrible. All because I want to open a tab. Silly me. But anyways. Northern Illinois at Kent State. More Wednesday action. Kent State laying 3.5 on the at home.
Kent State. Oh, there he goes again. The Cambo Internet. The famous Cambo Internet. Oh, I just said his last name. The famous Robbie Internet. Trevor, how do you know where this thing is? Like you live in Connecticut. How do you know about Astro Town or Astro World or whatever in Houston? Earth, Wind, and Fire. I don't know. I don't know what that is. Like yeah, hold on. Let's get Robbie back in here. I can't do this alone. Yeah. Oh, you Googled it. That's what it is, Trevor. You Googled it. All right. That makes sense. Okay. Music festival. I'm actually going to music festival in not this week, but next week to Tortuga Music Festival, country music festival in Fort Lauderdale. That's amazing.
Am I back? Can you see me all right?
Yeah. Don't move too much though. You're going to freeze again. You're blurry. You're in SD, but it's okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're in standard def right now.
So I'm just one letter away from you. I'm just you
know, right.
You're always in standard definition. Close all tabs. 12-hour drive. Whoa, 2-day.
We were talking about Astro World, some festival in Houston. That's what we were talking about while you were gone.
Oh, all right, really? And you're going to that Turtle Festival?
I'm going to Tortuga. Yeah, not this week, but the following.
Nice.
My favorite. I go every year.
Georgia State. All right, now we've gone into Thursday night. I liked Kent State. I think I love.
Yeah, we both like Kent State.
All right, I love. I mean, who doesn't like Earth, Wind, and Fire? Like you know.
I like Earth. That's I don't cool. like Fire, and Wind is okay.
Do you remember the 1st of November? That's when the gambling got over. That's what they should make a remake when gambling went live. As Lone Star's having bad reception too. Maybe I think it's ever since he joined, my internet got flaccid. I think my internet got his Vegas internet flu, and it passed it on to my internet.
Are we allowed to talk about flus? Be careful.
I should put a mask on my laptop screen so I can't pick up from anybody else. Yeah. Or I should get my vaccine on my keyboard so I can't get this whack internet.
Right. Yeah, like Jen Psaki.
No, damn it. Thursday night football.
No, Robbie, sorry, hold on. I was informed that it was irresponsible when politicians got COVID. So now I just want to make sure that everybody knows that Psaki has it.
Georgia State at Louisiana Lafayette, the 24th ranked Raging Cajuns are 12.5-point favorites at home against Georgia State.
I like Lafayette.
Yeah, give me Georgia State. You're in the top 24. Maybe you get caught feeling yourself. Yeah, give me Georgia State.
Lone Star, make sure before you leave Lone Star, make sure you go gamble at the Link, best casino on the Strip.
Whoa, look at that!
Oh, Robbie left again. I mean, it's not the nicest, but it's the most fun.
I'm not leaving. I promise, I'm not leaving. I just gotta bounce off screen, because my internet. But my internet's fine. But just go ahead, carry on. I gotta set some.
Okay. Yeah. No. So the link. When I went with Robbie last year, the Link was awesome. We had a lot of fun. And there's an In-N-Out there. You can have some good burgers. The dealers are fun. It's fairly cheap compared to Robbie. You're showing us the 500 mile rule. You're not even on the screen. But
I wasn't supposed to show that yet. But but all the stuff that I had set up for this it got wiped out when I lost my internet. So I'm just trying to get it back. Damn it, SDI. Yeah. All right, we'll get to another game.
Also,
here.
Let's put me back on screen too. That'd be nice.
No, all right.
There we go. We know what the NLW used to leave.
That's good, true. Yeah, they'll definitely leave if it's just me on screen. That's for sure. Virginia Tech at Boston College. This is a Friday night action. Vatek playing 3.5 on the road at BC.
Is it a happy hour game?
It is a 7:30. It's a 7:30.
So not game. It's like an almost happy hour game.
Yeah.
Tail end of happy hour game, just like the tail end of Virginia Tech season. Give me Boston College.
I'm gonna go Virginia Tech. Boston College are 0-4 ACC play. I'm gonna go with Virginia Tech. They started off 4-0. They lost their quarterback. It's a tough circumstances.
They lost Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they lost Matt Ryan.
Oh man, that might actually be good news.
Damn.
That was close.
Are we sure that Tony's not? Is Tony like really not going to come on? All right.
He hasn't gotten back to me. I have no idea.
All right. Friday night, late night.
I'll go find him. I'll go find him at some point. You can talk about Max and I'll go find him.
Utah at Stanford. Utah laying 7.5 on the road. I know Utah's playing better, but give me Stanford. Plus
yeah, no, I like the Utes here. David Shaw is too busy looking at houses in Vegas from when he moves to when he goes coach to the Raiders.
Hey, the Dolphins might be open. Hey, all right. How about this, SDI? The Commander-in-Chief Trophy. We're at Saturday, 11:30 a.m. Corso hasn't put his headgear on yet, which we know he's going to put the Cincinnati Bearcats headgear on. Army at Air Force. Air Force laying 2.5 at home.
Yeah.
Triple option. I'm going to take Army. I'm going to take Army in the points. It's rivalry.
Yeah, I like Army too. They have a couple guys named Brandon, so they're going to win the Commander-in-Chief Trophy.
Illinois at Minnesota. I believe, and this one I don't have to look up. This one I know the trophy. Illinois. Actually, no, wait. That's Iowa-Minnesota. Wrong one. It's just a regular game. Illinois-Minnesota. Minnesota laying 14.5 at home. You know what? I'm going to take the Illini, that half point.
Yeah, I like Lovie Smith in the Illini here as well. Oh, no. Patrick Mahomes just threw a sidearm ball, and they're going to call it the greatest play of all time.
Look
at the angle that he throws from. Oh, what if every quarterback does that?
I wonder what Peyton and Eli are saying about that.
But they have Josh Stewart on the first quarter. Oh, we're in the second. It should be Josh Allen now.
Josh Allen. Ooh, is he?
Yeah, second quarter guest, Josh Allen.
Are you sure it's not Phil Mickelson? Because that's what he dressed as, you know, for Halloween.
That's right. Yeah, lefty.
Kansas. Oh, rivalry game. Kansas State at Kansas.
Oh, big game.
Kansas State laying 24.5 on the road.
Yeah, give me K-State.
Lodestar's listening on this, and he's walking right to the casino to place all these bets. I'm taking Kansas. Rivalry game.
I like K-State.
Oh, check this.
That's
game
three.
Out.
That's three. We're at three replays of the Mahomes throw. Three so far.
Liberty at Ole Miss. And Ole Miss laying.
Wait, this is actually a good game.
Malik Willis, maybe the number one quarterback at Liberty, and Matt Corral could be the other top quarterback. It's not a good quarterback class, but these two could be your first two quarterbacks taken in the draft.
I actually think it's a phenomenal quarterback.
And it's Hugh Freeze returning to Ole Miss.
Oh, look at that. LSU Phil's got Mel Tucker on. That means he wants him as coach this week. He wanted Lane last week.
Wait, if somebody does hire Lane, whether it's USC or whether it's LSU, that means, could Ole Miss bring back Hugh Freeze? Just throwing it out there. But Ole Miss giving 9.5.
Who's Eli Manning's coach?
Orgeron. I'm like 90% sure it was Orgeron.
Well, then they're going to bring back Coach O so they can get Arch.
Well, that have you ever seen the Blind? I know you don't watch movies, but I've seen
the Blind Side, yeah.
That's great how they, I mean, yeah, they got Ed Or, like, I think I saw the Blind Side before, like, you know, everyone knew what Ed Orgeron looked like, and he was a coach at Ole Miss, not at the time of the movie, but like, you know, at the time at the actual real life, you know,
right,
trying to recruit Michael Oher. And it's just so funny. You see Nick Saban in an LSU uniform. You see Philip Fulmer, like all the coaches play their parts. And, you know, Ed Orgeron is in the movie as an Ole Miss coach trying to, and he gets Michael Oher.
Yeah. Wasn't Nick Saban, wasn't he the coach of the Dolphins or Alabama at the time? And he was wearing LSU gear.
Yes, he was. He was openly wearing his old LSU gear playing
so
his
LSU Phil says Cutcliffe was his coach, so they're going to rehire Cutcliffe.
Wait, Cutcliffe was a head coach at Ole Miss? I mean, Cutcliffe was, you know, Manning's Peyton's offensive coordinator. And so yeah, they could definitely bring Orgeron back to Ole Miss. Okay, Cutcliffe was Eli's head coach and Peyton's QB coach. All right. Thanks, sir. It makes sense now. So they must have fired Cutcliffe.
That means Duke has an opening too.
Duke has an opening too. Bring back Spurrier. Want to go that route. All right. By the way, as for the pick, I love Liberty here. Give me Liberty or give me the money line.
This all depends on Matt Corral, but if Matt Corral is fine, I like Ole Miss big.
I think Liberty's got pride. I mean, they've beaten Virginia Tech on the road. That was last
year. Lane Kiffin doesn't lose back-to-back games.
That was an old-school Big Tone lock last year, and we were in Vegas for that when Liberty beat Virginia Tech. And so a similar spot here, but I know Liberty's not as good as they were last year.
And Virginia Tech's not Ole Miss.
Louisiana Tech at UAB. UAB laying 13.5. I'll take La Tech.
No, I like UAB.
All right, big line here. Mizzou. All right. At Georgia. Georgia laying 37.5 at home.
Lamb. I like Georgia.
Yeah, you gotta lay it or don't play it. Like what? The most Missouri's gonna score is what, 3? So you gotta figure Georgia will get to 4, at least 41. Ohio State at Nebraska. Ohio State minus 15.5 on the road. You know what? I like Nebraska. They're bad.
Is it Nebraska or Northwestern?
Nebraska.
Oh, I thought you said Northwestern. Okay.
Yeah, Nebraska's bad, but they hang. They hung with Michigan at home too.
Yeah.
They lose a bunch of close games. I mean, you could throw some. You could get frisky with the money line. But I like Nebraska plus the points.
No, I like Ohio State.
Pretty sure Lane Kiffin lost back to back. Lost back to back here when he went 3-7.
I don't think he did. He doesn't lose back to back.
Can't go 3-7 without losing back to back. Pitt at Duke. Speaking of which, Pittsburgh minus 21.5. 21.5 is an uncomfortable number. That half point on the wrong side of 21.
Yeah.
But I know Pitt just lost last week. We said it, but Duke's all sorts of bad.
Cutcliffe is looking at where he's going to live in Ole Miss. I like Pitt here. Kenny Pickett's coming back this game.
SMU at Memphis. SMU laying 4.5 on the road. I mean, tough loss for the Ponies last week.
Yeah, take Memphis. SMU can't cover kicks. Take Memphis.
Yeah, I gotta take Memphis too at home, especially the way SMU didn't fall out of the rankings. You're in a group.
Yeah,
of
because
five.
Everybody in the top 25 lost.
Yeah, and at Houston, I guess jumped into the top 25, so they still stayed in. I'm surprised they gave that much credit. All right, Wake Forest at North Carolina. North Carolina 4-4, Wake Forest 8-0. North Carolina laying 2.5 points at home. And by the way, there are two ACC teams, but we should point out this is not a conference game.
This makes no sense to me.
They scheduled a home and home. They played the first game back in 2019, but because these two teams are on the opposite side of the ACC and they don't play each other every 6 or 7 years, they schedule the home and home non-conference. So this is the second leg of that. And so
wow, Frank Gore with a touchdown for the Chiefs. Good for him.
All right, I'm still within the 11. I got to tell you, this line's fishy. Sam Howell doesn't blacksmith, but he's at home. Wake's been hot. The over is 76.5. The over is a monster.
Wait, what's the line? Sorry, I was watching Frank Gore score.
UNC minus 2.5.
UNC's favorite. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to Wake Smith. I like Wake Forest.
You know what? I got to take Wake. I know Howell plays better at home, but, I mean, Wake's just on fire. I got to go with Wake and take. All right. Georgia Tech at Miami. The Canes, this is a big line movement. The Canes opened up as 9-point favorites. It's already gone up to 10.5.
Well, because they used back.
Yeah, and, you know, the hard, sure enough, live betting opened up in Florida. I mean, legal betting opened up in Florida. And what happens? The Canes bros immediately blow up the line to 10.5.
Wait, they have bank accounts where they can open betting accounts?
Oh! geez, I don't like the number. But there's a stat. You know how you use that stat on Halloween, that the Dolphins ever lose on Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, I got another stat for you.
Let's hear it.
I'm pretty sure the Canes or the Dolphins never lose on November 6th. I remember every November 6th game. I remember the 0-7 Dolphins playing the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're getting their first victory on November 6th. And so, and I remember the Dolphins beat the Jets a couple years in a row on that day. And then we watched the Canes last year. We watched them in Vegas beat NC State after being down big. So it's something about that November 6th.
And they're back.
I'm gonna take the Canes. I'll lay the 10.5.
Yeah, no, I like who they playing?
Georgia Tech.
Oh yeah, no, I like Miami. Georgia Tech's terrible. Actually, yeah, I like the use back. TVD is awesome.
Van Dyke's playing well. Van Dyke's playing well. Even though Georgia Tech, you know, a couple years ago when they were they were bigger underdogs of that, and they won outright.
But you don't think it's a lot of points for triple option? Georgia Tech's for
triple option? They don't run that anymore. They've transitioned out. Which, by the way, SD, I'm legitimately concerned. Like, I want the Canes to win. I like that Tyler Van Dyke's playing well. It's like it feels like the first time we may have a – may. I'm not saying we have a quarterback. I'm saying may.
His best quarterback is Brian Kaya.
Best quarterback since Epic Dorsey, bro. Did I just take a double-digit ACC fave? Yes, I did. I did. I feel I did. And I broke my own rule. You never take. You never give points to anybody.
Better than no. But what do you mean? He wasn't better than no. Stephen Morris, Brad Kaya. They have a bunch of guys.
No. They've all been bums since Kenneth J. Dorsey. I don't know if that's how he pronounces his name. But I look. But here's the problem, this guy. The rest of this Canes schedule is very winnable. You got Georgia Tech.
Yeah, they're going to win out.
I'm very worried. Not only can they win out, they can make the ACC title game. And not only can they make the – they can actually win the ACC.
Yeah, they're going to win the ACC.
But Clemson is so bad.
It's going to be hilarious. They're going to win the ACC.
They're going to be in the Orange – wait, the Orange Bowl playoff.
They're going to win the ACC, and then what are they going to do? They're going to give Manny Diaz a $9 million a year extension just to tell everybody that they're all buffoons and saying that Miami wouldn't pay for a good coach, and then they're going to stink.
And I can't believe, like, you know, I'm, like, worried about that. I hate this. I don't know what to do.
If Van Dyke is a good quarterback and Manny Diaz is finally letting Rhett Lashley run his offense correctly, then I don't think you have a problem.
Yeah, Clemson won't be in the ACC title game. It will be Wake.
Yeah,
and even if they lose to Carolina, it doesn't count. It's not a conference game,
right?
But I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, man. We need Manny Diaz gone next year. We need it.
Here's the thing: he's not after beating NC State and beating Pitt. He's not gone. So you might as well hope they win.
Because he could say back to back wins against ranked opponents.
Right. You know? So they're not going to fire him after the last 2 weeks. So you might as well hope they win.
Even though we got smashed by Alabama and Michigan State, two teams that are now in the top 10.
Those are going to be two playoff teams potentially.
Yeah, I know. And then the two losses were close losses. The other two ACC losses.
And they beat Appalachian State, even though Appalachian State does have to be.
I know. It's all there. It's all there for the Manny Diaz to come back next year. Right?
No. Not come back. He's going to get an extension. I'm not kidding. Not only is he going to come back, he's going to get extended.
And then next year when they buy him out, they're going to get a worse coach because they can't afford a decent coach. Right. Cause they
look on the Hard Rock app. I don't know if it's on there, but I bet you there should be a bet over under a 3.5 year extension for Manny Diaz.
He already saved his
job. No, he's right. He's right.
Everyone has a Waddle.
No, everybody has a better version of Waddle.
Oh, yeah. Appalachian State at Arkansas State. App State laying 20.5 on the road. No, I'm taking Arkansas State.
It's they don't do that. They don't do that to those type of people. Give me Arkansas State.
California at Arizona. 0-8 Arizona. Cal laying 11.5 points. Oh God.
Arizona win yet?
No, they only lost by a touchdown to USC last week.
Perfect. I like Cal.
Give me Arizona State. Give me 11. Cal's
ASU. Oh, it's ASU. Yeah. That even more. I like
Cal. No, it's regular Arizona. It's regular Arizona.
All right. I like Cal.
Manny has to run the table to save his job. He goes 8-4. He will come back at 8-4. It's very probable.
No, he's already – here's the thing. He's already saved his job.
Oh, no.
Like, if they're as cheap as everybody says they are and blah, 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 and they have a guy who just beat two top 25 teams, why are they going to fire him?
And he could technically win the ACC. Like, it's
wins a Coastal, that's enough.
Yeah. No, you're right. Five-year extension.
No. The over-under is 3.5.
3.5? All right. Hard Rock, I'm sure the Hard Rock app's going to have it open. Temple at East Carolina. East Carolina laying 15.5. Wow, I don't think I've seen the day where East Carolina is laying 15.5 in a conference game.
Skip Holtz hasn't playing well. I like East Carolina.
Temple lost 49-7 to broken UCF last week at home.
Yeah, Temple's terrible.
Yeah, you can't hire the Temple coach, Canes. Not this time around.
There's not going to be an opening in Coral Gables, except for maybe their basketball coach.
Oh, Louisiana Monroe at Texas State. Texas State laying 3.5 points at home. I'll take Texas State.
I like State too.
I think I just took a favorite there. That was stupid. North Texas at Southern Miss. North Texas laying 4.5 at Southern Miss. So I think North Texas beat Liberty. That's why they're getting so much respect. I'll still take Southern Miss.
No, I like UNT. UNT solid. I like UNT.
Auburn at Texas A&M. It's the CBS.
Oh, there goes that man. There goes Booker. Sorry. Oh, it's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back.
Well, I don't see a flag.
Well, you're, I think
oh,
you're delayed.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
I think DirecTV is behind my cable.
Auburn at Texas A&M. A&M is laying 4.5 at home. It's the SEC game on CBS. LSU feels coming in with Auburn.
Yeah, I like A&M, though.
This Bo Nix on the road. I know Bo Nix has beaten Arkansas and LSU on the road this year. That's a different Bo Nix. I think he slump busted against LSU and he's turned his game around. Bo football, yeah. That's LSU Phil calls him. I meant to side with Phil.
It was actually a roughing the passer, so the play stands.
LSU Phil, he's good on these SEC underdog money line bets. War Eagle money line. So, which by the way, I have it right in front of me, courtesy of the Hard Rock app. Pays out a nice 170 plus 170.
I feel like we need to get a sponsorship with the Hard Rock.
I'm gonna walk right up and demand it.
Doesn't Beast know somebody or somebody know somebody? Maybe we can get sponsored by the Hard Rock.
Odds. We can have on the screen odds powered by the Hard
Right.
Rock.
Maybe we can do the Twitch from the poker room.
Oh yes, every Friday.
I can drink my Michelob Ultras while trying to track Kawhi's plane.
I remember that. We had waved you away. Like, hey, it's why is Kawhi in San Diego?
Right. I remember that.
Baylor at TCU. Baylor laying 6.5 on the road, and TCU just parted ways with Gary Patterson. Been there for 20 years. They fired
Phil made a good point yesterday when I was with him last night that he said that on Halloween, Kill takes over the TCU job.
Yep. It's true. and so I think TCU, I'm new coach smell. It happened with the Raiders too. I'm going to take TCU. I may buy half a point though to get it at 7.
Yeah. I like TCU here as well. Give me the Frogs.
Colorado State at Wyoming, Colorado State laying 3.5 on the road. Go, you know, Josh Allen. I mean, give me Josh Allen at home.
Josh Allen's on the Manning broadcast tonight. They always lose after that. Give me Colorado State. Have you heard about his Manning verse?
Oh, wait, he had Saban. Wait, did he had? I know he had Saban on.
NFL. This is NFL.
All right, he had Gronk on, and he got hurt.
So I have a list right here. Hold on, let me pull it up. Oh, where is it? I had it ready to go. Oh, here it is. Okay, so week one, they had Travis Kelce and Russell Wilson. They both lost week two. Week two, they had Gronk. Lost week three. Week three, they had Stafford. The only reason why he lost week four, and they had Brady last week.
Hey, better not go on this Manning, man. This Manning cast is the Manning cast curse. There it is.
Well, we'll get to it later, but I like the Jaguars money line this week because Josh Allen's on the Manning cast tonight.
Yeah, you're getting a big number there too. You're gonna get a good payout. Michigan State.
Wow, Steve Levy has gray hair. No, that's new.
Oh yeah, he's had gray hair for a little bit.
And I watched the Manning cast. I don't have sound on, so I have the normal cast.
He's like Nate the Great. Nate the Great.
He looks good. He looks good.
Yeah, Nate the Great rocking the gray hair. The gray hair too.
Yeah, but Nate the Great's a buffoon. Ruined the show.
We'll get to that. Michigan State at Purdue. Michigan State only 3.5 point road favorites. And you know what? I'm taking Purdue. I think Michigan State, that was a very emotional win at Michigan. Huge comeback, rocking atmosphere. Now they got to go on the road, possibly as a top four team, maybe get caught feeling themselves, looking ahead to games against Ohio State and Penn State. Give me Purdue.
Michigan State.
Big win for the LSU head coach over the Raiders head coach this past Saturday. By the way, I saw some signs at game day that about LSU getting Mel Tucker. Like some LSU fans was hijacked East Lansing, and they had some
LSU Phil has him in his top three now on his short list.
Everybody's wanting some Mel Tucker. Yeah.
Oh, what are you doing settling for three, special teams coach Judge? I have the over.
That's 3 points.
I have the over.
Yeah, but that's 3 points contributing towards the over. You want?
Yeah, I would have preferred 7, but they hired a special teams coach instead of a football coach.
What was it? 4th and long?
Yeah, it was a 27-yard field goal.
Oh yeah. I could see why you may be upset.
I don't know what the possession was. I don't know if it was 4th and what.
Yeah, for me, I got the plus 11. So if Kansas City drives down and scores, I'm still in the push range. All right, Middle Tennessee at Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky laying 14.5. I'll take Middle Tennessee.
I like Western Kentucky.
Trevor says it was a 4th and 2. Oh, yeah, I can see why you're biddle. All right, you're wish list, Kiffin, Fickell, and Tucker.
Fourth and two. This is why you don't hire special teams coach. All they do is buy assholes. Yeah, let me add him to the buy asshole list. Hold on. Joe Judge kicking on 4th and 2. All right, he's on the list.
Navy at Notre Dame. Notre Dame laying 20.5. They played for 91 straight years prior to last year, COVID canceling their game.
Yeah, didn't Navy save the Notre Dame football program? We went through this already. Every year.
Every year, we gotta bring it up. Navy saved the Notre Dame football program during World War II, and it's the Notre Dame's courtesy is that they play Navy every single year.
Yeah, we're gonna kick your butt every year for saving our program.
Navy snuck's gotten a win or two in there.
But what's the line?
20.5. You know what they say?
Navy money line.
Oh, plus 1,000, my friend. 10-1.
Oh, I'm definitely giving the Seminoles $2 on that one.
Yeah, you'll get 20. You'll get a nice 22 back, including your.
$2 I should have saved my free bet for that one and put 100 on it.
I like the Navy. Maybe I'll buy. I got to buy the point to get to 21. But the triple option, slow things down. Maybe they hang. Yeah. Rice at Charlotte.
Navy's gonna win this game outright.
Yeah, Notre Dame's flying by under the radar. Yeah. Like, you know,
they don't even put their games on NBC anymore. Like nobody watches them. Put him on Peacock.
Rice at Charlotte. Charlotte minus 6.5. Oh, that's a lot of free holas. Give me Rice.
No, that's not enough for holas. I like Charlotte.
This next game,
Lance Berkman's going to be worried about game 7, so he's not going to be playing that game.
Lance Berkman. Worried about game 7. That's right. That's a good one. This
you know anybody else that went to Rice? He's the only person that I know that went to Rice.
I'm surprised I can only think of Lance Berkman. You nailed it on the head. But this, my friends, is your College Game Day game this Saturday, 3:30. Number 2 ranked Cincinnati at home against Tulsa. Cincinnati laying 22.5. By the way, Cincinnati's playing SMU in a couple weeks. They couldn't wait a couple weeks to make the mandatory Cincinnati trip.
There's probably isn't that rivalry week?
It's the second to last week of the season. I did look. I think Michigan State plays Ohio State that week, so there's probably some
big games that week.
Yeah, but Tulsa at Cincinnati, and I guess they feel that there's a lack of. I don't think any ranked teams outside of A&M and Auburn are playing each other. So yeah, Tulsa Cincinnati laying 22.5. Game day's there.
Yeah, they probably thought Cincinnati's the last time they're going to be ranked in the top 10 because the committee's not going to put them in the top 10, even though they're going to cover this game.
Yeah, what's Tulsa's record? I believe they were 3-5. Yeah, they're 22.5 point underdogs. But Cincinnati, they've been struggling in the first half. I might take Tulsa first half.
That's a good bet. That's a bad bet.
Yeah, even last week it was 9-7 with a couple minutes after the second quarter. I'm gonna take Tulsa. I think the pressure's gonna get to Cincinnati.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes just had an intentional grounding, but you should have seen it was the nicest intentional grounding of all time. Only Patrick Mahomes has such a nice intentional grounding.
Yeah.
He stayed in the tackle box. He threw, but it was a perfect throw to nobody. So,
South Alabama at Troy. USA on the road getting 3.5 points. I'm taking USA.
Yeah, there's a Trojan horse in the USA. Give me Troy.
Wisconsin at Rutgers. Wisconsin laying 12.5. So all of a sudden, Wisconsin playing a little bit better. Back-to-back poundings. They pounded Iowa last week, and they pounded Purdue the week before. They're sneakily playing a little bit better.
They're playing a lot better. I like Wisconsin.
Rutgers,
not terrible.
Rutgers. I gotta bounce myself.
Yeah, no, that's not a bad bet. But I like Wisconsin. I think Wisconsin. They are playing well. They had a big upset against Iowa, but Iowa hasn't been playing that great. Was that offsides? All right, we go to commercial. Cool.
The service I'm using the internet from, its battery was dying, so I had to make sure they had to charge. I don't want to.
Well, using it from your phone or what?
Yeah.
This is draft all over again, where everybody's using it from their phone.
Oh, I just saw a Twitch that maybe sans pants. Game day. Well, first off, I'll read game day at a 22-point spread game. Jesus. Wisconsin might end up winning the division. And then there's this Twitch from Tahoe 2021. Tobin is starting. This is Tahoe addressing me. Tobin is slowly coming to grips to the fact that Tua ain't the guy. You'd be proud. I told you, bro. The guy sucked. He had fluff against Jacksonville and Atlanta, and he faced his nemesis, the Buffalo Bills, on the road yet again. And what did he do? He pooped the bed. And everybody's going to be constantly making excuses for him. First, it was the weapons. Oh, not enough starts to – it could be 70 starts.
He's played well the last – even though they've lost, he's played well the last couple of games against Atlanta and Jacksonville.
Yeah, and, you know, offensive line, the weapons, the running game. Like, the excuses never end. The two offensive coordinators, it's going to be on and on with the local media throwing puff to his way. It's because he has that charm about him. He has that PR.
You know why it is? It's because nobody in the local media, except for Robbie the Degenerate, had the guts to talk about how bad Tua was. So now, they're never going to admit it because they've spent – 3 years talking about how, give him a full offseason. Give him a weapon. Give him a running back. Yeah. Give him an offensive line.
Oh, that excuse, too, the offseason. All the excuses are mute now. They got him weapons. He had his full offseason, and they just keep moving the bar. Oh, 13 starts. Oh, 14 starts. Oh, offensive line. Oh, it never ends.
Yeah.
Damn it, Phil.
I was waiting for you to see that.
Because they'll have a tough one of the top three picks of the 2022 draft. God, that Waddle trade. What a bleeping disaster. Jalen freaking Waddle. Get out of here. Giving up a first round pick for 5'9", a buck 80. Doesn't catch balls down. He doesn't get great separation down the field.
Yeah, the Waddle thing, it's like, well, what is Waddle supposed to be really good at? Getting down the field. Why doesn't he get down the field? Oh, it's because they don't trust the offensive line. It's like always excuses.
Oh yeah. Oh, they're not. Oh, they're not. It wasn't a bad pick. They're not using him right.
Right. No. 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 It's not that they're not using him right. It's that they can't use him right because they don't trust the offensive line to give Tua enough time for Waddle to get down the field.
What a joke! What a complete joke.
I mean, but they were also the people 2 years ago who told me that Brian Flores was a Hall of Fame coach because he won 5 games.
Yeah. And by the way, to be fair,
they're turning on him too. They're also the people that told me that Chris Greer would change the culture, even though he's been here for 25 years.
Yeah, it's funny how things, the cycle of doom, you know, the prophecy has come true. Exactly.
Here's the thing, this whole thing, he's going to change, Chris Greer and Brian Flores are going to change the culture. Like, Chris Greer was part of that culture for 20 years.
Yeah, he was there. He was there for every single bad pick.
But he didn't make decisions, except for Xavier Howard. He's the one who told Mike Tannenbaum to draft Xavier Howard. That's the only one. Get out of here. All the Dolphin fans. But they wanted to fire Gase, the only good coach they've had since.
He's going too far. Gase does suck. He's coaching. He's an offensive coordinator in high school now.
Good, Chris Greer. He needed time off.
Chris Greer sounds like Ted Phillips. Don't worry. The Eagles will blow that pick from a bag of balls. You using Tua right means having 4 wide receivers who are first round picks, combined with offensive line where he doesn't get sacked, combined with the best coach in the history.
He's right.
that's good. That's pretty good. Oh, I like Rutgers. Plus, it's 12.5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot it. Yeah. Sure. What game was that?
Wisconsin at Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. I picked Wisconsin.
Mississippi State at Arkansas. Arkansas laying 4.5. I'll take Ark.
I like Mississippi State. Money on
Tulane at UCF. UCF laying 12.5. I'm gonna take Tulane. I know UCF.
I like Tulane here too.
Utah State at New Mexico.
That's a good question by Trevor. Can you bet on Florida college teams in Florida?
Oh, yeah, you can. We just scroll. I just scroll.
Oh, yeah, you saw the line. Yeah. So, yeah, we can.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't clicked on the bet and proceeded to bet yet. I mean, maybe there'll be a stop. You can't do that, but I think you are allowed.
Yeah, I doubt it would have been on there.
They believe it. They want action. And the people, that's what the game, those are the games that people want to bet the most are the local games. All the Canes bros throwing big cash. God, that line's going to be 17 by Saturday. With this new app, all the Canes bros are going to blow it up to 17 by Saturday.
I gotta put. Oh my god, I gotta put my phone away. We're getting some. Sorry, we got some residual. We got some residual Halloween costumes, some Super Bowl costumes on Instagram.
Really? The overflow of the IG though. The IG was like frozen with all the Instagram.
Well, I went out because I got a DM from Anissa, so I had to check it, and then I clicked on something by mistake, and I saw them.
LSU Bill already bet the FAU FSU parlay.
Nice.
Oh, now I gotta do the math.
Now you gotta do the odds.
Yeah, well, I don't, thankfully, I don't think we've gotten any of those games yet.
Remember when we used to do 2-hour podcasts? We used to do 2-hour podcasts. Now with the app, we're going to do 4-hour podcasts.
Utah State at New Mexico State. Utah State minus 18.5. I'll take New Mexico State.
Utah State. Go Utes.
No, Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina at Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern plus 19.5. Coastal laying 19.5.
I like Coastal.
Coastal hasn't been covering lately. The train's kind of got off the rails. Give me Gaysom.
Yeah, but Mayor Pete's back at work, so the train's back on tracks.
Marsh. All right, one of the games that LSU filler is referring to. Marshall at Florida Atlantic. Marshall giving 1.5 points on the road. You know, I like the home dog less than 3 points. I like FAU.
I like FAU here, too.
And you want to go FAU money line plus 100, even flat. So I got that one in there. So remind me when we get to FIU and FSU to put that in the money line.
Oh, breaking news, Sterling Shepard's hurt.
Oh, more Tony targets. More Tony targets. I mean,
breaking news. He gets hurt every time he plays.
Yeah. It looks bad, though. He's wrong. We should talk about that. Looks pretty bad. Boise State at Fresno State. I hope I don't get canceled for being like excited there for like 5 seconds because I wanted more.
It was non-contact. Yeah.
Sorry, Sterling, but get better. I didn't. Boise State at Fresno State. This is a terrible idea. I mean, I thought we would be distracted tomorrow with all the stuff going on tomorrow, but then you have Maxion. You have
this is going to distract me more than Maxion, Robert.
Well, no, there's something else that's going down tomorrow that you would have for sure been distracted by.
Oh yeah, Youngkin.
Yeah, I guess
my problem.
And the college football playoff rankings and the freaking World Series. We were a bit distracted. Like, there was no way around it. No matter when we did the podcast, we were going to be distracted.
Yeah.
Boise State at Fresno State. Fresno State minus 5.5 at home. Newly ranked Fresno State, even though they have 2 losses.
Yeah.
Give me Boise. I'm
never going to bet on Ryan Matthews. Give me Boise State.
Bethune-Cookman FAMU teaser. How about God, that FSU bad beat. That was disgusting. If you had it at plus 10 at the beginning of the week, you pushed, but it got down to 9.5. Clemson had no business covering that.
This is why the Seminoles waited until this week, because if the Seminoles didn't cover like the way they did last week, I would have deleted the app. I would have deleted the Seminole app because that would have been a terrible. I would have actually bet FSU.
And you know what?
I would have bet it.
LSU Phil just vomited all over again for that baby. If the Hard
Rock app was live, I would have bet FSU and I would have not have been happy.
And the thing is, you could see it coming. It's like there. It's like, oh man, the cover play is coming. FSU is going to do that stupid lateral play. It's going to go to the end zone and then somebody's going to recover it. You just smell
normally they just fall on it. They don't score. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, no, of course I saw it coming. That's how, after the first pass, you're like on the 50-yard line. I'm like, all right, they have to lose another 50 yards for this cover to happen. And then sure enough, they just kept throwing it more backwards and more backwards. And then eventually it got into the end zone. That happens all the time in that situation.
Yeah, except if it was Miami, then they would have been able to ladder forward and be down, and then it would have been fun. It would have been allowed.
Yeah, I mean, it's so disgusting. What was more amazing that they threw a Hail Mary the play before. Yeah, they did. I remember that.
Yeah, great. Oh, no, she's. We get to her later.
And then they actually punted on 4th and 32. Like, all right, Clemson's going to get a first down, run the clock out. Nope, they didn't get a first down. They got the ball back, and then, oh, God. Who follows up a Hail Mary with a lateral play? I know. And that's first. I believe that was first Clemson's first cover of the season. And if you look back at the annals of history, it says Clemson wins by 10 points. Oh, they dominated the game. No, Clemson like barely got out of there, and it looks like they won comfortably. I hate those. It's so annoying.
If it was UF instead of FSU, FSU would have claimed that they won that game because they played them close.
Speaking of which, LSU at Alabama. Alabama laying 28.5 points at home. This is not the CBS game. CBS went with Auburn and A&M, so this is a night game on ESPN. That half point, man, I don't know. I think I kind of like LSU here. You know, getting 4 touchdowns, basically. All right, I got to put that up there. Good Twitch by LSU Phil. I wish I could read it, but I could put it on the screen, but it won't make our audio podcast. But I don't know. I kind of like LSU here.
Are we still doing the audio podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I've been slacking, but we still got to upload. Yeah,
okay. Of course. I feel like you don't upload it anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to take LSU plus 20.5. I just think Alabama, I know they're at home, but you know, Tennessee hung with Alabama for a little bit. Both teams are coming off a bye, by the way. And then Alabama eventually pulled away. I like LSU.
No, it's a lot of points. It's a lot of points for a rivalry game, but I like Alabama.
I wonder what LSU Phil. I bet LSU Phil says Alabama by a million. All right, this is the other leg of LSU Phil's parlay. Old Dominion at FIU. Old Dominion 2.5-point road favorites at 1-7 FIU. I'm gonna ride with LSU Phil. FIU money line.
I applied for the head coaching job for FIU. I haven't heard back, so I'm taking ODU.
All right, by the way, I've just added that into the machine, the parlay machine, courtesy of the Hard Rock app. Plus 120 money line, plus a plus 100 money line from Florida Atlantic. So we're now up to plus 340. We're still waiting on that FSU game. Oregon State at Colorado. Oregon State laying 10.5. Wow. On the road at Colorado. I'm taking Colorado.
Yeah, I like Mel Tucker in Colorado here.
Yeah, Tahoe makes a good point. I was thinking about this the other day. At one point, the Canes are favored to beat Michigan State by 7. By the way, think about that. That is
crazy. Yeah, but if they played that game today, I bet you it's a close game.
Well, with Van Dyke, you got Van Dyke instead of instead of De'Aaron King,
right?
That same game at Hard Rock Stadium. Yeah, but that Kenneth Langford, that running back for Michigan State dropping 5 touchdowns on the third. The Canes still wouldn't have been able to stop him. That wouldn't have changed.
But they would have had a better offense.
Canes still can't tackle. Yeah. But that's a good point. But you imagine the party you had on for your Super Bowl weekend, for Halloween weekend. Imagine the party that the running back for Michigan State had, you know. I mean, on top of, you know, it's, you know,
he had more contact after the game than he had during the game.
We had 5 touchdowns. You know what I'm saying?
He was untouched the whole game. I don't think Leroy Hoare got ever touched him.
Oh my God! Speaking of Vegas, UNLV at New Mexico. New Mexico 1.5-point favorites at home. Oh, what a nasty game! I'll take New Mexico.
I got UNLV moneyline here.
Are you sure Tony's not going to come on the podcast?
I got to find him, man. I haven't heard from him.
Well, you know what? You know what? SDI, why don't you go get him?
Let me go. Let me go find him.
Yeah, go get Tone. This is ridiculous. Get him out. This is a shame. He should be ashamed. Despicable, Big Tone. Why is he not coming on the podcast? That's absurd. All right. I think we'll have to stall off the stall here. So we just got word. I think SDI is there. All right. Well, our SDI going out live. We got a couple guys live on location here. Big SDI went down and hunted down Big Tone mid podcast, and there he is.
He didn't want to come on because he didn't want to come out because he had the Iowa one wrong. So I had to come out and hunt and find him.
Oh, so you found it. You literally hunted him down, and we found Big Tone live on location.
I'm a lot picking up baseball by my computer with a Braves winning World Series.
Maybe. Yeah. We only do college football lock picks on this podcast.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, who you got?
I like the I guess it's called the Border War.
Border War, yeah.
But with Kentucky and Tennessee, I think that's what it's called.
Yeah.
Kentucky-Tennessee rivalry. Is that the Border War, Robin?
Well, the Border War famously is Missouri-Kansas, which they no longer play annually anymore. But, Tennessee and Kentucky. All right, Tony, what's the line and what's your pick?
Yeah, I like Kentucky minus one. They gave one minus against Tennessee at home. At Lexington at the Bluegrass State. I think Kentucky, and I think they're going to cover against Tennessee. I think they will score a lot of points against Tennessee defense.
Tone, how was your Halloween, aka Super Bowl Sunday, for some people?
How was your Halloween?
It was okay, I guess. A lot of different costumes, a lot of sexy women wearing
their did you popcorn trick them?
I tried to. That one was dressing like an actual bat. You can see her. You know?
All right, Tone. All right, Tone. You got.
We just had an interception in the Monday Night Football game. How about that?
Live on location. Oh, my God.
And we got Larry David's reaction in the background.
All right. You got to go SDI. Come back to the.
I got to go back to the studio. I'll be in the studio in a few minutes.
All right. SDI. Still working. Still finding his way back.
I found him, Robin. I found him.
That was amazing. That was pretty quick. SDI.
I found him. He was hanging out downstairs.
I love Larry David's reaction in the background. I haven't seen this past week's. I'm halfway through this week's episode of Curb.
I haven't seen season one or two, but I'm finally caught up on season 10.
Which, by the way, you know, there's been some Tone gave it out at Kentucky +1. It's not Hard Rock's doing this weird thing. I've never seen this before for a full game. Usually for first halves you see this, but I got Hard Rock app is doing Tennessee minus half a point for the game. Basically, pick them. I'm going to go a big Tone. I'm going to take Kentucky.
Yeah, I like Kentucky here too.
Yeah, we're all on Kentucky getting half a point against Tennessee. I know Kentucky just got bounced by Mississippi State last week. Clemson at Louisville. Clemson leg 3.5 on the road. No, I don't care that Clemson covered last week. That was garbage. Give me Louisville money line.
Yeah, Clemson wins. Clemson covers on this buffoon play. I like Clemson.
Florida at South Carolina. Florida laying 18.5.
You know what? Give me South Carolina. I know they're terrible, but I feel like Florida's quit on Mullen. I like South Carolina.
Yeah, and Florida on the road is not ideal. AR-15 looked more human against Georgia last week. They got some issues. I might go with the Gamecocks too. I'll take South Carolina.
Yeah, plus that. South Carolina.
By the way, is Florida State playing this week? I haven't.
They have a bye before the Miami game.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's true. Do they play Miami next? I don't know. I just made that up.
Yeah, but wait, but they're 4-4. Oh, wait. Are they playing an FCS team and Hard Rock then doesn't have that game on the board?
I'll check it. I'll check it out here on my phone.
AR-15 was bad by EG. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, it's true. Check to see who Florida State's playing because I could have sworn, or maybe there's some issues with their with a quarterback being out, and that's why the game hasn't been on the board. But I could have sworn Florida State's only 4-4, just at the Canes. I'm pretty sure they've had their bye week already. Florida State's 3-5. Florida State's 3-5. I would look it up, but I don't want to risk losing the internet stream.
I got it. I'm looking it up. They play NC State.
And why is that game not on the board?
Maybe because they're the Seminoles.
Oh, those rascals!
I don't know why that would make sense, but
what time? Maybe
it's a 4 o'clock game. 4 o'clock game, but you're already at 7:30.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So see you want me to give you the Caesars line?
Yeah, give me the Caesars line.
Caesars has NC State -3 at Florida State.
All right, Caesars has NC State -3. Ooh, I'm going to go Florida State. I think you know Florida State's shown that you know that they can hang. They're playing much better lately.
I think Philip Rivers is getting ready to go to New Orleans to take that Saints quarterback job. I like Florida State here.
All right, so let me find another 3-point underdog and add them to the money line parlay so that we can get. Well, I got. I'll use this one. +150, so it's +1,000 for Phil, basically for Phil's moneyline parlay of FIU, FAU, and for FSU. You get 10-1 there, so we finally were able to figure it out. Damn, I was waiting for. I wonder how many other games we missed out on. Am I doing big games this way? But anyways, Houston,
maybe you missed out on the Seminoles, the Aztecs, the Braves. Oh. Are the Braves on there?
Oh yeah,
the Braves are not a tribe.
Yeah, Houston at South Florida.
You know who's on there now? The Guardians are on there now.
The Guardians. Well, you got to fight through that litigation from that roller skating.
Amazing.
Houston at USF, newly ranked Houston, by the way, laying 13.5 at USF. I'm going to go with Houston. USF's terrible.
But they know how to cover a kick. I like USF to cover here.
Texas at Iowa State. Iowa State laying 6.5 at home. I'm taking Iowa State. Texas. Yeah.
This is when Purdy gets back into the second round of the NFL draft. Give me Iowa State.
San Jose State at Nevada. Nevada laying 9.5. I'll take San Jose State.
San Jose State's terrible. Give me Colin Kaepernick in Nevada. Nope. Colin Kaepernick is too busy doing documentaries on Netflix. Give me San Jose State.
So is Larry David, by the way, if you just started. Have you seen this? Oh, I should have said that. UT San Antonio, number 16, by the way. Check this out. Check this out. UTSA at UTEP. UTSA laying 10.5 on the road. And guess what time this game kicks off? Two teams from Texas. Guess what time this game's kicking off?
9:30 p.m.
10:15, baby. It's in El Paso. I think El Paso.
Yeah, El Paso might have like Arizona time. It might be two hours behind.
Yeah, but even still, like, you know,
that's a 7:15 start.
Well, no, it's
8:15. 8:15.
But you know what? This is definitely the LSU Phil calls. This is the ultimate chase game where people start, when they're down, they start betting big money on favorites. I could see a lot of action coming in on UTSA.
Yeah, these are the types of games that Hard Rock's going to be able to build a drum tower now.
They're so going to have a drum set. They're going to have a drum set there. A bass guitar, too. They'll have a whole band out there. Yeah.
Right. A violin.
Yeah, you know what? So all that being said, I'm going to take UTEP and take the points because I'm definitely going to wait till the line blows up. I'll take UTEP, though.
No, I like UTSA. Give me Larry Coker.
All right, USC at Arizona State. Arizona State laying 9.5. USC just lost their best receiver, Drake London, sneaky first-round pick. He had a bad injury last week. He's out for the season.
Give me Southern Cal. Arizona State, they're not well coached. Give me Southern Cal.
I'll take Southern Cal, too. Finally,
but honestly, you watch an ASU game and it's almost like Brian Flores is a coach, like illegal formations, like stuff like that.
False starts. Oh, illegal shifts.
Like snapping it at the tight end's butt instead of at the quarterback.
San Diego State at Hawaii. San Diego State laying 7.5 on the road. I'll take the Aztecs.
Hawaii money line.
All right, SDL, we finally made it to our halftime to Biaso of the Week. I should probably kick you off the screen so that you could properly, you know, do out. LSU Phil, by the way, comes in with almost the most penalized coach in college football. And I want
right, no, but there's a difference between penalized, like holding, false start, pass interferences. Illegal, like not knowing where to stand in a formation, like that's coaching. There's a difference in penalties.
Yeah, by the way, I think the Chiefs led the league in penalties.
Like Mike Gesicki knows where to line up better than is the only player on the roster that knows how to line up. Like that's coaching.
All right, so that's an obvious bias. The Dolphins are a lot of formation lining up on Sunday. What else do we got?
Yeah, I mean, this is Dolphins in general. I mean, they're just so hard to watch. They're unwatchable, man. Like they're so hard to watch. They're either give up or like what Jason Taylor was saying in the radio broadcast, either give up or don't give up, but don't run a -3 screen. Like either go for it or take a knee.
Yeah, and you know what? And the Dolphins get great PR, and the media is going to defend them every move. But what have they done to deserve this great PR? This has just been a 25.
Well, I can tell you off the air what they've done.
Oh, all right. But yeah, like, you know, they're defending Tua, they're defending the wide, like, you know, they keep moving the bar. Like this Dolphins team sucks at almost every single position. The quarterback sucks. The general manager sucks.
Honest question. Do they have one, except for maybe cornerback, do they have one position where you're like,
those are the highest paid corners in the league. And they get lit up by the elite receivers. And Xavier Howard might get traded tomorrow night. Which I wouldn't be that all upset about.
It's going to be hilarious when they trade him. That's going to be amazing. Like, you wanted your stupid contract? Get out of here.
And by the way, he's only -220 to be on the Dolphins past tomorrow night. Only -220. So they,
wait,
I think.
+220? But to be on the team. To be on the team.
Yeah. Cincinnati, I believe, was the next favorite at +350. For Xavier Howard to be on, but yeah, the Canes once had over 200 yards in the Cotton Bowl, and I know what LSU feels referring to. One over 200 yards in penalties in the Cotton Bowl.
Penalty,
those are swag penalties. But those are swag penalties.
That's my point. My point is that there's different types of penalties. Like the Raiders are always very penalized. There's different types of penalties, and there's penalties where you know it's coaching, And there's penalties where, you know, it's just people being whatever.
46-3. He's right. He's right. But yeah, that's yeah, that's pretty strong by Asa. What else we got?
Joe Judge kicking on 4th and 2.
What is it now? Is it 21-10?
It's halftime. It's I think it's 14-10.
14-10. All right. I'm still within an 11. All right. I got another Piazza, but any more that you got?
Yeah, I got Halloween two more.
All right, go ahead.
I got Aaron Andrews talking about for 20 minutes about how Tom Brady's never thrown a Hail Mary. Like, who cares?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The only thing Tom Brady hasn't done in his career that he wants to do is throw a Hail Mary. He's like, oh, Aaron Rodgers and Kyler Murray do it like every other game, and I've never done. Who cares? Give me actual information on the game. That's like pregame show stuff. I'm not putting
that one on the screen.
That's why I was distracted. I got distracted by that comment. And then me, I'm a payaso this weekend for giving you play by play about my Super Bowl with like sending you videos of God Bless America and the national anthem before I started watching the Instagrams.
Yeah, I know. I was I was getting it left to right. I mean, you had. I mean, it was off.
I was more drunk than I would have liked to be. So when I saw him in the morning, I was like, "What am I doing?"
Everybody's drunk at the Super Bowl.
But I'm sending you videos of Lee Greenwood's "God Bless the USA," Whitney Houston's national anthem, just so that I can start watching the Super Bowl on Instagram.
And Shakira and J Lo's halftime.
Oh yeah, halftime show. We had the Shakira halftime show. Right. I even forgot about that.
I think you're the leader in the clubhouse so far.
By far.
Yeah.
If I knew I was going to do that when I got home, I should have worn this out. I should have worn this out for Halloween.
No, you had a perfect Halloween costume right there.
I know, right here. The thing is, when you're me, you don't really need a wig to already know you're a payaso.
That's why you wanted me. I bypassed Super Bowl weekend this weekend. But I could have been out there tooting the horn.
Aaron, welcome back to Miami. I'm glad you made it home safely.
So what else we got for payaso of the week?
Oh, that's it.
You have one. Big one. This may have happened a couple weeks ago, but this is season 2 of Ted Lasso.
Oh yeah, the whole season is payaso.
What a dumpster fire. What a horrible season 2 after a solid season 1 where it was funny, it got way popular and it turned into a sad sappy drama, and it wasn't the whole season 2 was terrible. And I don't want to give any spoilers, but yeah, season 2 sucked huge.
I'm glad you made me binge like the first 8 episodes, because we need to talk about Rick Astley, because I got him out of the way quickly.
And so I know exactly what happened. They got very popular, they got trendy, and they sold out to their audience instead of doing what they're doing.
No. They didn't sell out to their audience. They sold out to Hollywood and the award shows.
Yeah, because they're up for Emmys for best comedy, but it's not a comedy anymore.
It's not a comedy anymore.
Yeah, like, it's a sad, depressing.
How can we cater to the Hollywood left to make them like us?
No, I didn't want you to say that. I wasn't going there, but I definitely thought it was way less funny and way more sad and sappy.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. Aaron has a payaso nominee, American Air, for canceling her flight last night and then canceling her flight when she got to Dallas today from Denver. So she's barely at home.
Wow. That might have been
Brandon's fault for vaccines.
Damn it.
Brandon is a pilot on American Air who didn't get vaccinated.
It's funny you say that, because I was talking with my uncle. I was having breakfast with my uncle the other day, and I wanted to get his insight on some of these. I mean, but look, I get my news from the gambling websites. I don't watch all that the news. So I wanted to know, wait, why is this, why is this Virginia governor race? Why is the odds swung so much? And we got into a whole conversation or whatever. And then literally some guy who overheard our conversation walks up to the table and just goes, let's go.
Okay, Robbie, go say it.
And then walks away, and it was, I gotta give it to him, it was funny. He just dropped his line in there and walked away, but like he heard we were talking about elections and stuff, And some guy, we got approached by some stranger and said, hey, drop his line.
No, but be careful. Be careful, because even though Robert De Niro is allowed to say F Trump, if you say LGB, then you're going to get fired from being a pilot. But if you say F Trump, you're going to get a SAG award.
We're getting way too sidetracked. I just wanted to drop in that one guy's line. 6'11". Who would have thought that was too generous? Yeah, I know.
Indian Rasta coming in right when I put the wig on. It's almost like he knew.
But yeah, the Ted Lasso season 2, horrible.
Terrible. Are you caught up on the morning show?
I'm one episode behind, but I was talking to somebody today. He's like, oh, like something big happened.
Oh, yeah.
We're on the NFL, baby. We're on the NFL lines.
Indian Rasta, your little sister told you, but where is the sister Rasta? She hasn't commented.
Yeah. And so we got Thursday Night Football. Obviously we still got this game going on Monday night behind us, but
we bet this one last week. We already picked it. We both picked the Giants, by the way.
Yeah. And whoa, look at that.
There she is. There's the little sister Rasta.
Beetlejuice. As soon as you say her name, she shows up. Kind of like we were talking about Kansas that one time, and boom, that Kansas guy joined our chat. But all right, this Thursday night, you got the Jets at the Colts. Colts are 10.5-point favorites at home. Mike White dialing it up last week for the Jets. And yeah. we must document, you know,
that
there it is, the 500-mile rule, which, by the way, it's going the opposite way. The road team's winning Thursday night. You just saw it happen with Aaron Rodgers. I got 709 miles. So okay. from MetLife here all the way to Lucas Oil Stadium. You know what? I think I'm gonna take the Jets. I think Mike White, you know, maybe he's on to something. 400 yards, Elijah Moore getting involved now with Mike White at quarterback. Give me the Jets plus 10.5.
I like the Jets money line.
Yeah, by the way, plus 375, courtesy of the Hard Rock app.
Yeah, no, I definitely like the Jets money line.
I'm Indian Rasta with a patented Pornhub joke because I'm showing my tab of the Google Maps, and so I gotta be careful. I gotta be careful with my tabs.
Yeah,
all right.
Mike White is legit. I think he's better than the other guy, the rookie guy.
What's his name? Zach Wilson, quarterback controversy.
Massive quarterback controversy in East Rutherford.
All right, Falcons at the Saints. Saints are 6-point favorites at home. Obviously, no Jameis Winston. I don't know if it's gonna be Taysom Hill or if it's gonna be Trevor Siemian.
So this is a problem. I can't pick this game until I know, because if it's Taysom Hill, I'm taking. They're losing. If it's Siemian, I'm taking the Saints.
I'm gonna take the Falcons anyway. I feel like Pitt's gonna have a big game. I feel like I know Siemian played well last week, but it's the one thing coming in on the spur of a moment, and then one thing practicing all week, getting ready for a game. Give me the Falcons. Falcons money line. Plus 2.
No. Like I said, if it's Taysom Hill's not a good quarterback, so I'll take the Falcons. But Simeon's a good quarterback. I'll take the Saints.
Bills at Jaguars. Bills are laying 14 on the road. The Jacksonville Jaguars have not won in the United States since whenever.
Yeah.
They just moved the bar. They lost 20 in a row. Then they won a game in London. And I was like, oh, they haven't lost in North America in 21
straight games. Remember why I picked New Orleans last week?
Because of the Manning curse?
Because Tom Brady was up too late?
Yep. He is up too late. Josh Allen?
The Bills are going to win, but the Jags will cover.
14. If you want to get frisky with the money line, you're getting plus 600.
No, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to bet against my guy Josh Allen. He's my favorite player in the NFL.
Cleveland I like the Jaguars too at home. The Bills didn't play all that well against the Dolphins, and they got the cover, but the Dolphins actually come on home around for a little bit. And Jacksonville's better than the Dolphins. They played on neutral field and won, so mm-hmm. I'll take the Jaguars.
Honestly, like, the Dolphins are the second worst team in the NFL behind the Lions, right? Like,
we'll get to the statistically. Then you got the Texans too, but that'll get decided. That'll get decided on the this weekend.
But the Texans beat the Jaguars, who beat the Dolphins. Ooh. I mean, not that I believe in any of that stuff.
But then you got the Dolphins who beat the Patriots, and the Patriots are 4-4. So
they beat the Chargers. Yeah, hell yeah.
It's Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals 2-point favorites. That's not enough. Browns obviously missing some guys. I'll take Cincinnati. Bounce back after a loss.
Wait, sorry. I was distracted by the chat. What?
Cincinnati 2-point favorites at home over the Browns.
Oh, the Browns are terrible. The Browns are terrible. Like, give me the Bengals.
Denver Broncos at the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys 9.5-point favorites at home, even with Cooper Rush at quarterback. Well, Cooper Rush showed last week that you know, he threw the game-winning touch to Coop at the end of that game. Mm-hmm. I still can't lay 9.5. I know Denver's been playing terrible, but they got a win last week. I'll take Denver in the 9.5.
Yeah, look, Denver's coach is not a great head coach, but he's a good Vic Fangio. You give him a week to prefer Cooper Rush, Denver money line.
Now, Dak could play. I mean, it's not for sure that Cooper
Rush. Okay, fine. If Dak plays, it's obviously different. But if it's Cooper Rush, Denver money line. If it's Dak, Cowboys cover.
All right, now check this out. Houston Texans at the Miami Dolphins. A battle of 1-7.
Wow, this is the Laramie Tunsil revenge game.
Yeah. Maybe Watson's playing for the Dolphins.
Who Watson's knows? Not going anywhere, man. Except for massage parlor.
Check this out, SDI. The Dolphins are 7-point favorites.
That line makes sense to me. Tyrod Taylor's back.
If he's back, Texans money line, because 100%. Tyrod Taylor is the ultimate Dolphins killer from way back in the day.
Yeah, I right. Like, I agree. Like, if was it Tyrod? Tyrod, how do you say?
Yeah, Tyrod. Yeah.
If it's Tyrod Taylor, Houston money line. If it's Davis Mills, I like Miami to cover.
I like the Texans to cover either way.
There's also something about Tua's not going to be as like distracted by the trade stuff. Yeah,
he's going to get through.
There's something to that.
And you know, I think that, you know, well, here's the thing: we're working against the Dolphins. I think it's going to be nobody at the game. It's going to be a terrible atmosphere.
Is it here?
It is here. Okay. But like, you know, I mean, there might be people at the game, but it's just going to be a depressed atmosphere. 1-7. What are we doing?
They're going to be hungover from celebrating RTD's birthday. I know you hate. I was waiting for a moment because I know you hate when people know it's your birthday.
Yeah, I turned my Facebook thing off, but that's why I had that famous November 6th tag, because for some reason there's the Canes or the Dolphins. Nobody ever loses on my birthday, and we were in Vegas last year when the Canes beat Michigan State, and so it'll be a big birthday bash.
Everybody's gonna be hungover.
The entire Dolphin, Waddle and Tua are gonna be partying with me.
They're invited? You invited them to the party? I thought you only invited Austin Jackson.
Taylor Dolphin killer.
Austin Jackson and who's the other offensive lineman? The other really bad one?
Oh, Liam. Which one? Liam Eichenberg?
I know. No. Tell me the linemen.
The center who always snapping into Gesicki's butt.
No.
There's Robert Hunt. There's Solomon.
The guy who
Kennedy.
Got Tua hurt.
Was Austin Jackson.
No, it was. I thought it was somebody else.
No, wait. And there's Jesse Davis. Jesse Davis. That's
Jesse Davis. Yeah, Jesse Davis and Austin Jackson are going to man the door at the RTD party. So everybody's going to get in, and then everybody's going to be hungover. That was a lot of conversation for a terrible joke.
We have no security whatsoever. Austin Jackson Jesse Davis. Gesicki looks like he wants to control the Dolphins offensive line. Anybody feel bad for the CBS team that's calling the Texans 1-7 at the Dolphins 1-7?
Honestly, I don't. I'll if nobody wants to do it, I'll take the job. Yeah,
let's go. Let's go call the game.
SDI and the degenerate. Tiki Barber can be our spotter.
That's an old joke. I spotted. That was 2 years ago. I spotted a game for Tiki Barber for a college game.
Yeah, did he fumble your call when he told him who was on the field? Oh, God. I think I made the same joke 2 years ago.
Yeah. Is Romo gonna call that game? Rasta.
Oh, you want? There's another payaso that I totally forgot to put on my list today. People on Twitter complaining yesterday about how bad Joe Buck and Aikman are at calling football games.
And Buck wasn't even on the call.
Exactly. They're complaining about how bad Joe Buck is on this call, and he's not even there.
But you got to admit, Joe Davis sounds a lot like Joe Buck when they're calling. Wait,
It's a tradition. Every time Joe Buck is calling the World Series, people on Twitter complain about how bad Buck is at football.
Yeah, and I when I was watching the World Series, like game one, I'm like, wait, is that Joe Davis or is that Joe Buck calling the game with Smoltz? And yeah. it ends up being Buck. But I'm like, wow, like they're like Severino and Hollinsworth. If Joe Davis and Joe Buck ever had to do a game together, you want to be able to tell who's who.
Mm-hmm.
Our next game, Minnesota Vikings at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens 5.5-point favorites coming up a bye. Yeah, I'll give you the Ravens.
Yeah, the Vikings are the worst team I've ever seen in my entire life. I need Dalvin Cook. We got a 16 fantasy. You can't nothing. Get out of here. Give me the Ravens. Let's go. Coming off a bye, John Harbaugh doesn't lose off byes.
New England Patriots at the Carolina Panthers. Patriots 3.5-point favorites on the road, playing better. Oh, Sam Darnold's going to see ghosts. Give me the Patriots.
Sam Darnold's not going to play. It's going to be PJ Walker. PJ Walker in a full week. Okay, fine, but it's Bill Belichick for rookie, whatever. Mac Jones clearly the best quarterback in this draft class. Give me the Patriots.
Speaking of which, the LA Chargers at the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Chargers 2.5-point road favorites in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I as much as I hate to say this, I like the Chargers here.
Yeah, Eagles pounded the Lions, but they don't get back to their ways or bad ways. I'll take the Chargers.
You know, it's funny. There's a lot of love on SDI on the chat, and these are the ones you don't show.
there you go. The sister Ross coming with loves SDI. Because Indian Ross was pointing out that somebody was hating on SDI. SDI. We can't, there's no SDI in the degenerate without you know. That's why people listen to the podcast. Other than my
no, that's not true. That's not true. I'm just the guy who wears the wig.
Arizona Cardinals at the San Francisco 49ers. Cards 2.5-point roadies, and I'll take the Cardinals.
Cardinals are playing who?
49ers. It's
San Francisco. Oh no, I like the Cardinals are done. I like the 49ers.
Somebody's coming in with
I'll actually answer this. I 100%. I don't understand how people how you would think that he hasn't saved his job. I mean, he just beat two teams that are top 25 back to back. A school that doesn't necessarily want to fire their coach. I mean, Jim Laranjeiga has been here for 37 years when he should have been fired a long time ago. 100%. Like, they're going to fire Manny to go after who? This is another thing. Like, people in Miami and Miami fans think, like, oh, they're going to go out and get Lane Kiffin. Like, they're not going to get Lane Kiffin. Like, who they're going to actually get? Like, who are they actually going to get? They're not going to fire Manny Diaz. Manny Diaz, not only has he saved his job, he's going to get an extension.
Yeah, I made the prediction that it was going to be Billy with a beaten at 6K Diaz money. Tennessee Titans at the do you see me, SDI? Am I still?
You're good.
All right.
Tennessee. Oh no, you're cutting out. All right, you're good now.
All right. By the way, I feel like I'm missing a game. I feel like there's an NFL game on the board because I only see one 425 game, and that's the Cardinals and the 49ers. I feel like I'm missing a 425 games.
I'm on it.
Damn, we only got three games left.
Let's see. Off the screen. Did you get the Packers Chiefs?
That's why the game's on the board, because the Chiefs are still playing.
All right, so there you go. Packers Chiefs. CBS has an early line at KC minus -3. It's in Kansas City.
Packers.
I like Green Bay too.
All right, Sunday Night Football. Tennessee Titans without Derrick Henry at the LA Rams. Rams minus 7.5.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is going to be the Los Angeles Rams against the Buffalo Bills. I like the Los Angeles Rams here.
I still like the Titans. I know Tannehill's going to suck now that he doesn't have Derrick Henry.
Well, you like McNichols because I picked him up in fantasy football this morning before everybody knew Derrick Henry was out?
Yeah, well done. We may have to pick up Adrian Peterson. And then finally, Monday Night Football, Chicago Bears at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are 6.5-point favorites.
Steelers against who?
Bears.
Steelers.
You know, Bears. By the way, SDI, check the. Is there a giant? I think because they have the Chiefs line up there, the Chiefs Packers up there. Who do the Giants play next week? And what's that line? I don't think the Giants are on a bye. I know they're not on a bye.
I'm on it. The Giants are playing the Raiders. Vegas is favored by 3. It's in New York or New Jersey.
Vegas.
I like Vegas too.
Any other games that we may have missed?
I don't think so. But I like Tahoe says that 50-50 on job extension. I think the over under is, like I said it earlier, 3.5. Like 3.5 years is the over under on how many years he gets the extension. It's happening 100%.
Well, yeah. Well, so we got tomorrow. We got the trade deadline. Maybe a bunch of things could be happening. Maybe Deshaun Watson, the Dolphins. We'll find out our final four. We'll have a World Series winner, and we'll have a new governor of Virginia, and we'll have all that stuff for you by next week.
Duncan.
No, just.